Now, speaking of broadcast partners, I've got one standing by, but normally I'm his broadcast partner. I'm talking about Brannon House, Worldview Weekend Radio. And every Friday, he allows me the opportunity, the blessing of being with him. And we talk about a Middle East news update, what's happening in a strategic part of the world. Sometimes we have opportunity to open up for a prophecy Q&A. I really enjoy that. And sometimes Brannon puts me on the spot, not telling me what we're going to be talking about. And there we go in a conversation. But the Bible says to be instant in season and out of season. So when I'm with Brannon House, I endeavor to do that. Brannon, it's great to have you along today with us.
Great to be with you. And you never have a problem when I throw these curveballs at you. Never.
Well, praise the Lord for that. Listen, I had to get you on the air. A couple of days ago, I got an announcement from you, and now I'm a participant in what you're doing. You got upset with Facebook, and you basically have started your way of doing Facebook. Talk to me about it. Let our listeners know what you're doing.
Well, thank you. Yes, in late June, we were blocked from our Facebook page for 3 days. We really don't know why. We do know that we posted some radio shows that I had done concerning the immigration bill that's going through Congress, the bill for amnesty, and I had some concerns about that bill and what's in it. And I posted a radio show I'd done on that, as well as some articles. And the news reports are that the owner of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, or whatever his name is, Zuckerman, has spent a lot of his own money helping to push through this bill through Congress. So I find it interesting that when I posted these radio shows with my concerns about some things that are in this bill that are not good for our country, our Facebook page was I was locked out for 3 days. Finally, after we sent them an email telling them that this is unacceptable, and I gave reasons why, partly because we'd done some advertising with them to help build our following of nearly 15,000, and I said, look, if you're going to lock me out, then return the funds. And within 15 minutes, they turned our page back on.
So then that motivated you to do something of the same kind, but with a greater opportunity for those Bible-believing Christians with a proper worldview to have an opportunity to interact.
Absolutely, because what we found out is that this had not only happened to us, but according to numerous news reports, it was happening to others. We found where about 40 different groups have been kicked off Facebook because they were talking about Islam. They were very concerned about Islam and speaking openly about Islam and jihad, and they were removed from Facebook, according to AmericanThinker.com. Then we found out that Todd Starnes with Fox News, he wrote how he was blocked and some things taken down that he had posted related to anything from a scripture verse to talking about his support of the Second Amendment. And so we found out that this is a problem. So we said, you know what, we're going to start our own social media page, MyWorldViewPage.com, MyWorldViewPage.com, that will be specifically to gather together Christians, where those committed to a biblical worldview can connect, fellowship, and share biblical resources that strengthen a biblical worldview. So it might be putting up a link to one of Jimmy DeYoung's radio shows, or a link to one of Jimmy DeYoung's TV shows, or it might be putting up your favorite Bible verse for the day and what it means to you. It might be sharing about a Bible conference that's coming to your area, to your church, and you want people to know about it. It might be sharing a prayer request of what something's going on in your family or someone in your church. But it's a place where we're trying to get people with a biblical worldview to connect, people who want to study God's Word and understand the times. And so we're not looking to be huge. We're just looking to be faithful in what we're doing to connect people together. But you know, when we launched it on this past Tuesday night, we were hoping by Sunday, we built it, it took us 3 months to build it, we were hoping this Sunday to have 1,000 members. Within almost 24 hours, just a little more than 24 hours, we had over 2,000 members. So I think there are biblical worldview Christians that are interested in this.
You know, social media has really made an impact on our world, has it not? And this is a great reason for you to start this.
Well, it has, and there's a lot of people that are on our Facebook page right now that we have, where we have about 15,000 followers, that have become friends because they've come to our page, gotten to know each other, and then the interesting thing is they come to our Branson Worldview Weekend where they meet each other for the first time, but they met each other through our social media page, and that's one way you can connect, and people can connect that otherwise would never know each other and get encouragement from like-minded Christians. And so, yes, when it's done right, it can be great. However, when it's not done right, it can be a real problem. We see that a lot of marriages are broken up over social media pages. We see some of the ads, in fact, on Facebook that we're seeing are becoming more and more crude. So there's the dark side of the Internet. There's the dark side of social media. But that's the same thing with television. That's the same thing with cable. That's the same thing with satellite radio, you know, or satellite television. So when it's done right, it can be wonderful. When it's done wrong, it can be a problem. Same thing with money. Money is neutral. But the love of money is the root of all evil. A dollar bill is neutral. It just depends on how you use it. What are you buying? We feel the same thing about social media. If it's done right for a biblical purpose, for the edification of the saints, the equipping of the saints, it can be a wonderful resource. And that's what we're going to use it for at myworldviewpage.com.
Tell us quickly now, how do you get there and how do you sign up?
It's free and it always will be. And you just go to myworldviewpage.com and follow the instructions. It's very, very simple. Like I said, we've had over 2,000 folks sign up in just a little more than 24 hours of our first launch, of our initial launch. And so they just go to myworldviewpage.com and sign up. Myworldviewpage.com, and that's all they need to do.
What a great opportunity. And Brandon House making that available to the body of Christ. Another part of his unique ministry of Worldview Weekend, and I'm so thrilled to be a part of that as well. Hey, Brandon, I'll talk to you later on the broadcast today, but thank you so very much for joining us on this edition of Prophecy Today.
Thank you, Dr. DeYoung.